This is David Sober with Radio Entrepreneur. We are at the Plymouth Exchange today, and my guest today is Peter Kaufman of Reach Inc. Peter, how are you?
I'm good today.
Good. Peter, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what Reach Inc. is.
Well, my background sort of varied. I've got a degree in pharmacy and applied that a little bit to the beginning of Reach when it started. Reach is, we've been around, October? This March.
2017.
Yeah. 30 years.
Wow.
So about 30 years ago, a friend of mine asked me what I was doing, and she's going to start up an agency that supports people with developmental disabilities because she really didn't like the way things were going with some of these organizations. Her name's Suzanne Raffa. And so she said, would you like to work for Reach with me? And we were pre-30 years old then, and so we said, yeah, what the heck, I'll do that. That sounds like a good time. And she always knew that she was going to be in human services. She went to school for that at Bridgewater State.
Right.
And I did some consulting with some of the companies with medications that were given to the people that various companies were supporting. And that's sort of the beginning of Reach. She opened up one 24-hour home in Marshfield and then slowly grew. Our first year budget was $150,000, and now that's a two-week payroll. So
wow.
It's growth. It's not a lot of growth because we've maintained a small size. Other companies like Reach, some of these companies are in the $25 to $40 million range, and we're in about a $5.5 million range. Reach supports people with developmental disabilities of all type, adults, people that are 22 or older. We support them in a various amount of ways, residentially and during the day as well.
So you come into their house, they come into their home, or help them find a home if they need housing?
Yeah, we're funded exclusively by the Department of Developmental Services in Massachusetts. And we do whatever the person needs.
Oh, okay.
Some people, we have traditional group homes, what people think of, where two, three, four people live together with staffing 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We have other people that have jobs, drive cars, and get staffing 10 hours a week.
Okay.
Depending on what they need. Each amount of staff and each amount of support is decided by the person we're working with, the Department of Developmental Services, and Reach staff, clinical staff, and
okay.
It's a group of people.
So each one's kind of customized based on the particular person's challenges in life, I guess you'd say, for lack of a better term.
That's what we want to do. That's our goal, individualized supports. Everyone talks about it. We try to do that.
So I've heard of, like, the Cardinal Cushing, and I've heard of other places. What's the difference? If I'm a person that doesn't understand this stuff.
Well, Cardinal Cushing is much holier than we are.
Okay.
Yeah. Cardinal Cushing has been around for a while. It's sort of a different, but it's in a lot of ways the same, and different in some ways. They primarily deal with people who are under 22.
Okay, that's a big difference.
And they also have more of a residential setting for the people that would live in their buildings on their campus, if you will,
right?
And then go to a day program, usually at Cardinal Cushing or St. Coletta's. And then they've sort of ventured out a little bit more because the real push is community.
Right.
The idea is that everybody gets to live in this crazy community no matter what.
Yeah.
And so that's really when people are turning 22, they usually refer it out to some place that can help them live in the community.
Like Reach?
Like Reach.
Okay.
A lot of people stay with their families.
Right.
Some people stay with a household with maybe a mother, a couple who take in a person.
Oh, okay.
And they may live with them in what's called specialized home care. But we primarily have adults, 24-hour and non-24-hour, and then we have a small day program.
Okay, when you say small day program, that would be picking up the person and then taking them to a location, or?
Yeah, sometimes. We're kind of in the community a bit, and okay. So at least I'd say 3 or 4 or 5 of the people, of the 20 people that we support, which is small, walk from the houses that are around here, because all of our houses are within a mile or so of our office, especially the houses that where people that are independent live, so they can come and go take a walk down, take advantage of Plymouth and its community, and walk right to our office. The day program is right next to our office. It's a place where people might be going to learn a skill, hopefully get a job, okay. Maybe volunteer, maybe not get a job, but create crafts. The big part of the day program is Oh My Gallery. It's a unique retail store on Middle Street, 20 Middle Street, 18 Middle Street, and it's a consignment shop that's integrated with people in the community and folks that we support, products that they've made in our day program. So and the store is run just like a regular retail consignment store with a state-of-the-art POS system, so that some people that work there to go to our day program can work there and get retail experience and perhaps get a job, which that has happened on a number of occasions. People have worked there, gotten skills to wait on customers, a POS system that's pretty automatic, and learned about pricing and credit cards, and then they were able to go out and get other jobs.
Talk to us a little bit about how other retailers may be able to tap into your group. Talk to us how stores could work with you and providing employment opportunities.
Well, we have a person that specializes in helping people learn how to interview.
Right.
Go out and get interviews. Then job coach if necessary. In other words, we offer the employer, whether it's a retail or whatever it happens to be, a job coach, so that the person can get some help to learn it, and it won't take too much time for their other employees.
Well, that's smart.
And then sort of fade out of that and be an in-between, a go-between, so that if they have any questions, they could go to that person and, you know, work things out.
Like a life coach.
Like a life coach.
You guys have been doing this for 30 years. It's a new thing now, coaches.
And that's just what it is.
You guys invented it, basically.
Well, we've certainly perfected it, but we've tried to perfect it. I can't say we perfected it.
Well, hey, it's a journey, is it not?
Oh, it is.
And these young adults really want to get acclimated into society. I know over the last 30 years, the environment in which we live in and communities are more accepting and want everybody out in the work force and don't want people on campuses or in institutions.
Right.
And what you're doing is, you know, allowing people to have a better quality of life and really helping the Reach Inc. in itself and the people that are affiliated with it feel like they're helping the community in many different ways.
Yeah. I mean, it's a challenge, but it's a feel-good challenge.
Yeah,
and
sure
it's
it
exciting
yeah.
to do this. It's never the same. Ever. Every day is different. We have 130 employees.
Wow.
That we support about 65, 70 people. I mean, it's been a journey, though. You mentioned 30 years ago, we had people in 24-hour homes who became more independent and were able to move out into their own apartment with one or two roommates. And that's a big deal for people to have, you know, time when they can just sort of
chill out.
Take the clicker and watch TV.
Right.
And now, 30 years later, we're seeing some of those folks having to go back into 24-hour because of medical conditions.
It's a circle of life. Yeah. I mean, the same thing with, you know, grandparents or older parents. It's a circle of life, you know?
It seems like everyone's getting older. I don't notice it in me. Because I looked about 60 when I was born. So.
That's funny. Peter, we're so glad to have you. What's the best way for someone to reach Reach Inc., and how would they go about doing it?
Probably www.reachinc.net. And the net part is tricky because www.reachinc.net. Or they can call our office at 508-747-4115. Or they can visit Oh My Gallery on 18 Main Street. It's a very unique consignment shop.
Ah, great, great. Thanks for coming down here to the Plymouth Exchange. This is David Soper with Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are at the Plymouth Exchange live today. Thank you.